Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends over at Fresh Roasted Hosting. We are here to empower you with knowledge to get the most out of your website, and we love your questions. Anything about your website, form, function, ranking, social media stuff, ask us on our Facebook page, use the Ask a Question button on our podcast page, or you can email us info@minddnd.com. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes and Spreaker. Please spread the word. We will help you out. That's why we're here. Well, today's Thanksgiving, and if you're listening to this on Thanksgiving Day, I feel doubly obligated to make it worth your while. I haven't shared any new blog topic ideas in a few weeks, and since blog topics are my favorite topic, and really, the best way to show thanks to your customers and visitors is through your blog communication, I thought I'd express my gratitude and give thanks to you for listening by sharing some ideas with you that you can use on your blog page, which should be located on your website. If you're asking, why can't I have a blog page located off of my website? Well, the answer is you can. The question is, why would you want all of your work that goes into that blog page to not benefit your actual website? If it's not on your website, then basically you're running a side business there. You want your blog page to actually be on your website. All right, enough about that. Your first idea right here, rant. One word, rant. Now, this is a risky proposition, because not everyone has the good sense to know when an improper line is crossed, but I'm challenging you anyway, because I respect you. I know you're going to use sense with this. State your opinion on something. Be bold. Don't just state the tried and true. Don't just stick with the status quo. Be aware of the news in your field of work and what the other experts are saying, and go out on a limb. Have fun with it. Express your opinion. Hell, back in August, right here on this podcast, I was the first to say, hey, expect a penguin update in October or November. Nobody was talking about that on the search engine forums back then. Nobody was actually coming out and saying, hey, expect it now. Now, I'm not bringing this up to say, hey, look at me, I was right. I'm bringing this up to point out that I could have just as easily been wrong. I stuck my neck out. I could have been wrong, in which case I'd be eating a big fat slice of humble pie right now. Don't be afraid to take a chance. You care enough about your business arena to make it your livelihood, so you must have some strong opinions to be doing what you're doing. Make those opinions known, and then back up your opinion with some good, solid facts to let your audience in on your thought processes. This is a valuable, valuable trust builder for you. Most people think of the term rant as a negative thing, because too many people with little or no command of the English language and poorly thought out ideas tend to be the ones who make the news with their incoherent rants that go nowhere but manage to offend enough people to get attention. A well thought out rant is a valuable trust builder, believe me. Now, here's your next blog post idea. Write about a relevant current event. I mean, there are some of you probably shaking your heads right now thinking, well, duh, I knew that. But you'd be amazed how often this gets overlooked. And once again, let your opinion be known. Back when the real estate bubble was about to burst in 2007 and 2008, you had all of these house flipping shows on HGTV. You remember those. I'm sure you're listening to this right now. I'm sure if you didn't see them yourselves, then you at least are aware of them. And it got ridiculous. I mean, I joke about it. It's like, you know, you could invest $5 and magically add $25,000 to the value of your house. And all of a sudden, homes went from being dwellings for our families to being houses, commodities, just another product that can be stuck on a shelf for sale. I mean, if you can catch any of these shows now, you don't really see them like you used to. But it really got ridiculous after a while because it was like, wait a second, these are supposed to be homes where families are living, and yet they're being treated simply as commodities. They're another product that could be stuck on a shelf for sale. And as a result, a lot of these houses passed their shelf life. While all this was going on, I was in contact with numerous real estate agents who had been in the business for more than a decade. In some cases, they had been in the business for two or three decades. And they all said the same thing. They saw it coming, and they didn't allow themselves to get swept away in the excitement of an artificially inflated market. They knew that it was an artificially inflated market. They knew that if they got swept up in it, they were going to lose their shirt like a lot of their contemporaries did. Like a lot of people who got into the whole house flipping thing. I mean, some people obviously did make money off of it, but it was a risk. And after a certain amount of time, that risk was not worth it anymore. It had run its course. Many of these agents were writing about it on their blog pages and are still in real estate because they let their opinion be known to their visitors and clientele. And they were expressing an opinion that was very contrary to what, you know, popular opinion was. They were expressing their opinion, naysayers, if you will, in spite of the fact that the overhyped media was saying the opposite of what they were saying. Heck, I know a mortgage broker right here in the community here in Pennsylvania, a good friend of mine, who had some contemporaries that were trying to convince him to invest in property in Florida back when all this was going on. That it was a cinch. You buy it cheap and you're going to be able to turn around and sell it. Well, this friend of mine did not do that. And as a result, he didn't lose his shirt like his two contemporaries did. They still have not gotten over that. Now, during this same time, I wrote a commentary post about a Miami Herald study that showed that between the year 2000 and 2008, over 10,000 mortgage broker licenses had been given to people in the state of Florida who had criminal records ranging from fraud to armed robbery to money laundering. For all I know, there was a murder in there too. I'm saying that because there were so many different crimes that were showing up there. It's like nothing was left out. But I distinctly remember fraud, armed robbery, and money laundering being in there. And that was just the state of Florida. Anyone still wondering why the subprime fiasco happened? The point with this is there are tons of relevant current events that you have access to online every day. Use those topics and state your opinions. Go out on a limb. You can have a really long-lasting positive impact on your audience. Be the one who's brave enough to go out there and state that contrary opinion. Don't just go out and state a contrary opinion for the sake of being contrary. But the truth of the matter is, if you have a contrary opinion and you feel that strongly about it, it's an attention getter. And if it's truly how you feel, it's a legitimate attention getter, and your audience will appreciate it. Now, when we come back, I've got a couple more ideas for you to make your blog page a valuable resource for your visitors.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services. They've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDnD.com/podcast. And click on the podcast questions ask now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we are back with the Mind Your Business podcast, empowering you with the knowledge you need to get the most out of your website and develop a true bond with your audience and potential clients and customers. We encourage you to hit us up on Facebook with your web development, web design, social media, SEO, and content marketing questions. Today, it's a bit of an abbreviated podcast with respect to your Thanksgiving plans. I'm sharing some ideas with you on how to make your blog page a true resource of valuable information for your visitors. This next one is probably the best of the bunch today. I'm a little biased, but I really like this one. This is one of my all-time favorites. It's a bit of an obvious one, but it bears repeating because the search engines are factoring in your engagement more than ever in the search algorithm. This next idea is on your blog, answer questions from your readers and visitors. Frequently asked questions, infrequently asked questions, whatever. If your audience asks, it's valid. These are valuable to you for two main reasons. One, first reason, the best questions you can answer are the ones that come from your audience. And it takes a bit of bravery to do this. Think of all the lame FAQ pages that you've seen on websites. You know, the ones that are made up of questions that obviously came from the business owners themselves, because there are no truly challenging questions in there. You're reading this and you're like, it's obvious that the business owners came up with these questions because they're ridiculous. They're all tailored to be easy to answer and non-threatening. Do you accept credit cards as well as cash? No. We're a web-based business, so please send us your payment in an inconspicuous envelope. Small unmarked bills, please. I'm being facetious here, obviously, but I think you know what I'm talking about. Take on audience questions. You might just learn something about your business that you've been taking for granted. Happens every day. Now, second reason. A question from a reader slash visitor is a great way for other visitors and readers to see that you're listening and responding. This will increase the chances of you getting more and more engagement on your blog page and even your social media. This will increase visitor time on your website and will show Google ultimately that you're legitimately engaging your audience. You're giving it a good, legitimate shot. Your audience wants to see evidence that you're listening and that you truly care about the people who are giving you money for your product or service. It's that simple. When they see that you're listening, they are more likely to overcome their own shyness and ask you a question themselves. And this, of course, leads to that precious engagement that you're looking for and that Google and all the search engines are looking for. They can't merely trust words and links in and of themselves as in years past. The search engines need to see that you are really getting engagement. And that's something that's nearly impossible to fake. And finally, one last idea for you. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, give thanks by thinking of others. Think of what you can give back to your community through a charity or other kind of philanthropy. It could be a charitable organization, local food bank, women's shelter, even a school. There are opportunities to help people or organizations in need through the work that you do. Find a cause that is close to your heart. For instance, I've helped raise money for Relay for Life for several years now because I know numerous survivors and I'm really inspired by their strength and their heart. Every one of you listening today has a cause that speaks to you. Take part in that cause and share your experience on your blog by letting others know about it, as well as letting them know what they can do to help as well. And make sure that this is something that's close to your heart, that you're not doing it just to wave the flag and say, see what I'm doing to give back? That's not what it's about. It's about being yourself. It's about showing the heart of your business, showing your heart for people, and then sharing what you're doing through your blog page. It's a real fine line there. It's at the core of all of this, it's the very essence of business that gets lost in the scramble for more money, money, money. Business is supposed to be people helping people. It's that simple. Show your heart for what you do and simply help people. The rest will take care of itself. It's not going to happen overnight, but it'll take care of itself. Reputations are earned. Use your blog to show that you care about what you do enough to share information that can help people. Let your visitors see the heart behind your business. There's no better way to do that than to show that your heart extends beyond your business. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Mind Your Business podcast presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends over at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Spreaker, and wherever else you find us. Heck, we might be under your sofa with all those lost coins and dust bunnies. If you have a question about your website, its look, its function, its ranking, let us know so we can engage you. Hit us up on Facebook, the Ask a Question button on our podcast page, or email us info@minddnd.com. We'll see you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.